Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There are two biblical phrases that we hear this time of the year that originate in the Exodus. God performed his signs and wonders. And he did this by his holy arm. From Deuteronomy 4:34, has any God ever attempted to go and to take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation? By trials, by signs and wonders, and by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and by great deeds of terror, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Now, the signs and wonders of that original act of God were the 10 plagues and the hardening of Pharaoh's heart. They were acts of judgment, as Moses adds, by war and deeds of terror. God made a nation for himself by his judgment, by signs and wonders demonstrated that nothing can stand before his outstretched arm. Not even Pharaoh, the avatar of the God of the sun. Had any God ever attempted that? No, it's a rhetorical question. Only Yahweh, and I know no other God. But the problem with such signs and wonders, with such acts, is what Nathan would say to David after he shamefully kills Uriah the Hittite. Now the sword shall never depart from you. Or what Jesus says to Peter after slashing off the ear of the chief priest's ruffian. The one who lives by the sword dies by it. And the history of Israel is one of warfare. And even right down to this very day, the sword has never departed. God can fight directly. He can bear his arm in signs and wonders, and he wins. But such a victory always seems a little hollow. The nation he claims in such a way doesn't follow his law. The wonder lasts for an hour, but soon the complaints come that there's no food here and that the pantry of Egypt was better. When you're the bread God, it's always, what have you done for me lately? And as any parent knows, if you keep doing what your child should be doing, they never learn anything but a crippling dependence for things that they should be doing themselves. But Yahweh's rhetorical question, has any God ever attempted to take a nation for himself, invites further question. Can God Almighty bear his arm in signs and wonders in a way that is not judgment and war? Can God create for himself a people not by direct power? Could he reign in a way that the world cannot imagine? Those are also rhetorical questions, because that's what Isaiah is announcing. The watchmen lift up their voice for joy that the Lord returns to Zion. He bears his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. And this bearing is not in war, but it publishes peace. This bearing is not in judgment, but it's the salvation of our God. This sign and wonder is not a terror, but good news. Good news of happiness. Good news for the poor in spirit. Of course, when the Lord comes this way as a baby in a manger, when the sign is a child born of a virgin laying in a stable in swaddling clothes, it just isn't as immediately impressive as 10 plagues. The chariots and horsemen of Israel have their immediate impact. Even if the result of such things is more destruction and darkness. As Jesus says to the crowds, you came because you had your fill of bread. And even though encouraged to work for the food that endures to eternal life, that crowd desired the temple. And on that day, many turned their back on it. When you want the bread God, there are always options. And his own did not receive him. Judgment and war, the lies of the various bread gods of the world, the direct power of signs and wonders always seem like more practical solutions. There's no way this weak one, child in a manger, a man on a cross. There's no way this one can reign. But the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. You waste places of Jerusalem, laid flat by the warfare of the world, break forth into singing, for the Lord restores. You who mourn the trials and terrors of life amidst the powers, take comfort. The Lord has redeemed Jerusalem. He's made a people from the midst of all of the peoples. The ends of the earth see the salvation of God. And that salvation comes not by might or by subtle diplomacy, but it comes to our individual hearts. It comes in grace and truth. Today, God bears his holy arm. And more than that, he bears himself in the flesh and dwells among us. A great and mighty wonder, a full and holy cure. God with man. Not in warfare, but offering peace. peace with God eternally. Peace with our fellow man under his Son's righteous reign. And one day, all idols shall perish and Satan's lying cease. But today, that peace is yours. God has made you his child by giving to us his Son. Amen.